blessings and forgiveness. Ramadan is the month of blessings and forgiveness. Ramadan.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya'i wal-Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyallah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, you are watching an episode of the series, The Virtues of Ramadan. We welcome you to another episode. Let's start our episode by listening to an excellence of reciting Durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has said, supplication remains suspended between the earth and the sky and does not climb until you recite Salat upon your beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali. A believer's intention is better than his actions. Therefore, let's make some good intentions before listening to this episode. Firstly, make the good intention that you will listen to this episode to gain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. You will listen to this episode till the very end. You will try to remember as much as possible from this episode, and you will act upon the knowledge that you get and spread the knowledge with your friends and family. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, we are blessed with great bounties in the holy month of Ramadan. Amongst these bounties is the sunnah of the Taraweeh Salah. Words cannot express the greatness of the sunnah. The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, the one who loved my sunnah loved me, and the one who loved me will be with me in heaven. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the Taraweeh Salah is a sunnatul muakkada. Reciting the whole Quran in the Taraweeh Salah is also sunnatul muakkada. Our Imam Azam, Sayyidina Imam Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, used to recite the Holy Quran 61 times in the holy month of Ramadan, 30 during the day, 30 at night, and 1 during the Taraweeh Salah. For 45 years, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu offered his Fajr Salah with the wuzu that he would make for his Isha Salah. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. According to a narration, Imam Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu performed Hajj 55 times in his entire life. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, he recited the Holy Quran 7,000 times in the house in which he passed away. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated, for 30 years, Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi recited the Holy Quran in one rakat every night. Allahu Akbar Kabira. The respected scholars rahimahullahu ta'ala have said that some of awliya ikram rahimahullahu ta'ala used to recite the Holy Quran twice in a day, some 4 times in a day, and some 8 times in one day. Imam Abdul Wahhab Shi'rani, Quddisa Sirruhu Nurani, has stated in his book that Sayyidina Ali Mursafi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi used to recite the entire Quran 360,000 times in one day. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. According to a narration, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem used to recite the Holy Quran when placing his left foot in the stirrup of his horse and finish reciting the Quran before placing his right foot in the next stirrup. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said that Sayyidina Dawood ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam would order his mount to be saddled and he would recite the whole of Holy Zabur before his saddle was tied. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, a question may arise as to how it is possible for a person to recite the whole Holy Quran and the whole Holy Zabur several times during one day or several times during few seconds. The answer is quite simple and credible. It was a miracle of Sayyidina Dawood ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, and saintly miracles of Islamic saints. Miracles are such actions which are impossible to occur in usual circumstances. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Regretfully, most of the people don't pay ample attention to religious matters these days. The Holy Quran is not usually recited properly even a single time in the Tarawih Salah. The Holy Quran should be recited slowly these days. People prefer such a hafiz who finishes the Tarawih Salah as quickly as possible. Remember, mispronouncing the Quranic letters is haram, irrespective of whether it is Tarawih Salah or any other Salah. If a hafiz misses even a single letter of the Holy Quran, the sunnah of reciting the entire Quran will remain unfulfilled. Therefore, if you miss even a single letter or fail to pronounce it from its correct origin, so recite it properly again without feeling shyness and then proceed. It is also regrettable that these days there are many such hafiz who are unable to recite the Quran slowly. If they try to recite the Quran slowly, they forget words. Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliyah says, "It is my sincere suggestion for such huffaz not to feel ashamed at all in this matter. By Allah Almighty, the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jal will result in innumerable troubles. So rectify your recitation of the Holy Quran from beginning to the end with the help of a qari who teaches according to the rules of tajweed." The author of Bahari Shariat, Mufti Amjad Ali Azami Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, stated, "One should recite the Quran slowly in Farz Salah and at a medium pace during Tarawih Salah. Fast recitation in Nawafil of the night is permissible. However, words should be clearly understandable. That is, the maddat should be pronounceable and it should be pronounced with at least the minimum degree of length set by the Qurra. Otherwise, it is haram because we have been commanded to recite the Holy Quran with tartil, that is, slowly." Allah Azza wa Jal says in the fourth verse of the Surah Muzammil, part 29, translation of Quran, Kanzul Iman, "And recite the Quran slowly and thoughtfully." Elaborating the word tartil, that is slowly, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated, "Recite the Holy Quran so slowly that the listener can even count the number of verses and words." Further, in Fard Namaz, recite the Holy Quran in such a way that each and every letter is separated and clearly understandable. As for Tarawih Salah, recite it with medium pace, and in Nafl Salah at night, one can recite it quickly provided that he understands what he recites. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sincerity is necessary not only for the imams leading the Tarawih Salahs and the committees also who appoint them, but also for the people who offer Tarawih. If a hafiz recites the Holy Quran for praise, applause, fame, or for showing off his speed and recitation, he won't be rewarded at all. Instead, he will fall in the desire for fame. Salaries for reciting the Holy Quran should be avoided. However, if a hafiz makes it clear in advance with a good intention that he will not receive anything in exchange for the recitation of the Holy Quran, or the committee members of the masjid clearly state that they will not give him anything, but if they give him something later, it does not harm, as it is stated in the hadith, "Innamal a'malu bin niyat," acts are dependent upon intentions. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Chan, wherever the Holy Quran is recited once during Tarawih Salah, it is preferable to finish it on the 27th night. There should be a feeling of sadness and grief at the time of finishing the Holy Quran. The thoughts of inattention during recitation or listening to the Holy Quran, mistakes during recitation, and lack of sincerity should sadden us and make us cry. Unfortunately, the speech of worldly personalities is listened to attentively, but the sacred words of the Creator of the universe, Azza wa Jal, are listened to inattentively. The feeling that only a few moments of Ramadan are left, and I don't know if I'll be alive to attain the blessings of Ramadan next year or not, should deeply sadden us. We should all feel ashamed of our carelessness and mistakes committed during Ramadan. If only a single drop of tear shed sincerely in the love of the Holy Quran or in the grief of the departure of Ramadan pleases Allah Azza wa Jal, then all those present at the time of finishing the Holy Quran are expected to be forgiven due to the blessing of only that one sincere tear. Laaj rakh le gunahgaron ki naam rahman hai tera ya rab aib mere na khol mahshar mein naam sattar hai tera ya rab besabab bakhsh de na pooch amal naam ghaffar hai tera ya rab have mercy on sinners your name is rahman ya rab do not expose my faults on the day of judgment your name is sattar ya rab sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam the prophet of mankind the peace of our heart and mind the most generous and kind sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam performed the tarawih salah himself and liked it very much therefore he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said whoever offers salah in ramadan due to faith for earning reward his next and previous sins that is the minor ones will be forgiven subhanallah azza wa jalla dear viewers of madani channel we just listened to a blessing of praying tarawih salah subhanallah azza wa jalla however he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam didn't offer it consistently so that it doesn't become farz upon the ummah during his reign amir al mu'minin sayyidina umar farooq azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu saw people at night of ramadan offer the tarawih salah individually in the masjid some of them were offering alone while others were offering with the imam observing the situation he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said I consider it appropriate to gather them all behind one imam therefore he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu appointed sayyidina ubay bin ka'b radiyallahu ta'ala anhu as their imam the following night he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu saw people offer tarawih together with congregation that is with jamaat pleased he commented this is a good innovation subhanallah azza wa jal dear viewers of madani channel did you realize how intensely the beloved and best prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam cares about us he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam did not offer tarawih salah consistently just for fear that it may become farz upon the ummah sayyidina umar farooq azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu enforced such an act that the holy prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam did not do that is offering tarawih salah with jamaat he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu did not do this on the basis of his personal opinion in fact our beloved rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had already permitted his ummah in his visible life up to the day of judgment to introduce such new and useful innovations as clearly mentioned in the following hadith the beloved and blessed prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said the one enforcing a good innovation in islam will get its reward as well as the reward of those acting upon it after him without any reduction in their reward subhanallah azza wa jal and the one enforcing an evil innovation in islam will have its sin as well as the sins of those acting upon it without any reduction in their sins allahu akbar kabira the foregoing blessed hadith has made it clear as bright that the permission of introducing new and good innovations in islam up to the day of judgment has already been granted Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal many such useful innovations were introduced let's listen to some useful innovations number 1 Amir al-Mu'minin Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu enforced the tarawih salah with jamaat which is also a good innovation it is obvious that if the blessed companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in introduced a new innovation after the apparent demise of the beloved rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam it would be considered as bid'ati hasana that is a good innovation number 2 in past there used to be no mihrab in the masajid for imams it was sayyidina umar bin abdul aziz radiyallahu ta'ala anhu who got a mihrab constructed in masjid nabawi this innovation this bid'ati hasana has now become so popular that masajids throughout the world have been identified with mihrab number 3 likewise domes and minars on masajid throughout the world are an innovation even the minars of masjid al haram did not exist at the time of the holy prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam or his blessed companions number 4 iman e mufassal number 5 iman e mujmal number 6 the 6 kalmas their numbers and their names number 7 dividing the holy quran into 30 parts dividing it into sections, that is rukus, the punctuation marks, and even the dots, publishing it with attractive covers, etc. Number 8, publishing hadith books. Number 9, fiqh, usul fiqh, and ilmul kalam. Number 10, paying zakat and sadqa al-fitr in the form of coins and printed notes. Number 11, going on hajj by liners and aeroplanes instead of camels. Number 12, the four orders of sharia and tariqah, Hanafi, Shafi'i, Maliki and Hanbali, Qadiri, Naqshbandi, Sohrawardi and Chishti. These are all examples of good innovations. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. A question may arise in someone's mind as to what the following two blessed ahadiths mean. Number 1, every innovation is a deviation from Islamic teachings, and every deviation from Islamic teachings leads to hell. Number 2, the worst of actions are innovations, and every innovation is a deviation from Islamic teachings. Without doubt, both the blessed ahadiths are true. In fact, the word bid'ah mentioned in this two ahadiths refers to bid'ati sayyi'ah, that is, misleading innovation, and indeed every bid'ah that contradicts or removes a sunnah is misleading. The detailed description of this issue has been clearly mentioned in some ahadiths. Therefore, the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, the one who introduced such a misleading innovation that Allah Azza wa Jal and his beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam are not pleased with will have the sin of all the followers of that bid'ah without any reduction in their sins. In another hadith, the mother of the believers, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, has narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, the innovation that is not based on our religion is rejected. These blessed ahadiths clarify that any innovation which contradicts the sunnah, misleads people, and is not based upon the principles of our religion is a bid'ate sayyi'ah, that is, a misleading innovation. But any such innovation that helps people practice sunnah and is based upon sharia is a bid'ate hasana, that is, a good innovation. Committing on the hadith, وَكُلُّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Adelvi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated, any bid'ah that complies with the principles of sunnah and does not contradict sharia or sunnah is a bid'ate hasana. Otherwise, it is a bid'ate dalala, that is, a misleading innovation. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Anyway, it is necessary to categorize innovations into good and bad. At present era, there are many such good innovations that didn't exist in the first three ages, that is, the age of the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the age of his companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een, and his honorable successors, that is, the tabi'een. If such innovations are discarded, the existing religious system will not survive. For example, religious schools, dars-e-nizami, that is, alim course, publishing copies of the Holy Quran, any hadith books, etc., are all such acts that were not done in the first three eras and were introduced later and are classified as bid'ate hasana, that is, good innovations. Anyway, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam could have enforced all these acts during his apparent life, but Allah Azza wa Jal has given many opportunities of earning perpetual sawab, that is, sawab-e jariya, to the ummah of his beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, in order to attain sawab-e jariya, pious people introduced a lot of good innovations that do not contradict sharia law. Some good innovations enforced by the pious predecessors include reciting Salat al-Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and salam before the azan, celebrating Milad with illuminations and chanting slogans of marhaba in processions, Gyarvi Sharif and Urs of Awliya Kiram rahimahumullahu ta'ala. This process still continues. Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, Dawat Islami has also made its contribution to the introduction of good innovations in Islam by enforcing the slogans Uskurullah, that is, do the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, and Sallu alal Habib, that is, send salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, to rectify yourself and to gain Islamic knowledge, Please travel with the Madani Kaflas of Dawat-e-Islami, a global and non-political organization that is spreading the Quran and Sunnah all over the world. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, Dawat-e-Islami is the movement of the Muslims possessing correct Islamic beliefs. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's listen to a faith-refreshing parable. The participants of Madani Kafla went to sleep at night. One of the Islamic brothers was blessed with beholding the Holy Prophet in his dream. He became very delighted and realized the truth and greatness of Dawat-e-Islami from the bottom of his heart and joined the Madani environment. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's listen to a few Madani pearls about Taraweeh. Number 1. Offering Taraweeh Salah is a sunnat-e-muakkadah for every sane and adult Islamic brother and sister. Missing Taraweeh Salah is not permissible. Number 2. Taraweeh consists of 20 rak'at. During the reign of Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Muslims would offer Taraweeh in 20 rak'ats. Number 3. The jama'at of a Taraweeh is sunnat-e-muakkadah al-kifaya. If all the people miss it, then they will be considered to have committed an undesirable act. If a few people offer it with jama'at, then those offering individually will remain deprived of the reward of jama'at. Number 4. The time of the Taraweeh Salah begins after offering the fard of Isha and ends at dawn, that is Subh-e-Sadiq. If it is offered before the fard of Isha, it will not be valid. Number 5. Taraweeh can be offered even after the fard and witr of Isha as well. This sometimes happens when the witness of the appearance of moon is obtained with delay on the 29th of Sha'ban. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in order to read more Madani pearls about Taraweeh, you can download the book, The Blessings of Ramadan, from Dawat-e-Islami's official website, www.dawatislami.net. This book is authored by Sheikh al-Tariqat, Amir al-Sunnat, Damat Barakatuh Min Aliyah, and published by Maktabatul Madina, the publishing department of Dawat-e-Islami. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Let's end our episode by listening to a parable. Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam have greatly blessed Dawat-e-Islami. Many patients suffering from deadly diseases declared incurable by doctors have found the cure of their lethal diseases in the Madani Kaflas under the supervision of Dawat-e-Islami. Here is an account given by Islamic Brother of Karachi. An Islamic brother living in Karachi had cancer. He traveled with the Madani Kafla of Dawat-e-Islami, a global and non-political religious movement of the Quran and Sunnah in the company of the devotees of Rasul. During the journey, he looked quite sad and disappointed. The participants of the Madani Kafla consoled him and made supplications for him. One morning, while he was sitting, all of a sudden, he vomited a piece of flesh, after which he felt greatly relieved. Having returned from the Madani Kafla, he went to see a doctor and he had a few tests. He was astonished to see the results, which indicated that he no longer had cancer. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, he regained his health by the blessings of traveling in the Madani Kaflas under the supervision of Dawat-e-Islami. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, Sallu ala al-Habib, Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's listen to a narration and conclude this episode. Sayyidina Imam Abdullah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated, "The one who obeys Allah Azza wa Jal and his beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is praised in this world and will be privileged in the hereafter." Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we listened to a few blessings of reading Taraweeh Salah. We also heard a few Madani pearls regarding Taraweeh Salah. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the tawfiq to read Taraweeh Salah every day in the holy month of Ramadan. May Allah Azza wa Jal forgive all of us without accountability. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Tomorrow inshallah we'll be back with another episode. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Ramadan is the month of blessings and forgiveness. Ramadan is the month of blessings and forgiveness. Ramadan.